Welcome back to The Grapevine here on CRCFM. Now we come to our careers spot with Slea Nua Careers, and I'm joined today by Sabina Trench, who is a career coach. And Sabina, the question this week we have from our listener is a very general one, and basically the listener is saying, I have my CV ready to go out, but I'm not sure where to start with my cover letters. Any advice is most welcome. Is that a fairly common question you get?
Yes, I suppose people know where they're at and know what's expected in a CV, you know, from various templates and just knowledge that they have, you know, gathered over the years. But when it comes to the cover letters, I suppose it really does depend in terms of whether this is somebody that's applying for a specific job, or like a lot of graduates might be doing at the moment, sending out a lot of speculative cover letters. So really each one has to be approached differently. And I suppose, let's face it, in the world of emails and, I don't know, Twitter and WhatsApp and stuff, people aren't as used to writing letters as maybe they once were either. So it's not a kind of a natural thing to be doing.
And in terms of putting a letter together, should you make it kind of personal to yourself? I'm sure you could go online and find loads of pretty standard letters, but I presume the people interviewing have seen all of those before.
Yeah, well, I suppose I'd separate it into the two types of letters. So in the direct cover letter, you've seen a job online, or it's in the local newspaper, or you've picked it up somewhere along the way, maybe on the company's website, where they're actually recruiting for a specific role, and you know it's got a specific deadline, and you want to send in a letter for that. So obviously there's a great opportunity there to make that quite tailored, because you suppose you're starting off your letter with, you know, well, I don't know, dear Miss Trench, you know, she might be the recruitment personnel person. And you might start off with your letter introducing yourself and saying that, you know, I wish to apply for the job of human resources manager as advertised on whatever. So straight away you're into the specific job and who I am. And then, because they will have had a job specification, it's really important for you to sit down with that and start picking out a couple of key phrases, or the most important qualities or characteristics, we'll say, that they're looking for in that job specification. So you'd go swiftly into maybe a second paragraph there saying, you know, I enclose my CV, which is fine and it's broad and it's got everything about you, but you might want to say something like, and I would like to draw your attention in particular to, and that's the place then that you would place in maybe a couple of things, like they might have said, you know, 5 years in a similar position, extensive knowledge of, I don't know, well, I suppose a bit in something like a human resources, you know, employment law. And you might say, you know, I've graduated with, you know, honours in some kind of employment law module or something.
So it's really drawing attention to your good points.
Oh, yeah, and tying those in with what they're looking for. That's really important. It isn't all about you, but at the same time, it isn't all about them, because you can tell them what they want, but if you're not matching it, and that's why you have to say, you know, I have my CV enclosed, which is grand, because that's what everybody else will have done, but what you need to do is pick out the two or three things that are particularly special to you, where you really, I suppose, Are they the perfect fit for the job? And you might even say that, you know, with my experience, skills and, you know, qualifications, I feel that I'm the perfect fit for this role. You know, why not? If you don't say it, believe you me, they'll open a letter beside you that will say it, that candidate will say it. And then I would say it's no harm at all to maybe give a third paragraph in your letter, not too long or anything, but about you and what you would bring to the workplace. You know, we all want somebody who's motivated, who's energetic, enthusiastic, willingness to learn, those kinds of things. You know, the qualities and the enthusiasm. It's hard because you're trying to get your really, you know, your good attitude across on paper, but you really need to try and make it jump and a little bit so that it sounds like, you know, you're really dying to get this opportunity, because this is your case, I suppose, to try and get to interview.
Now,
so you have to try and get as strong as you can. Sorry, go on.
Indeed. No, I was going to say there that if you want to make the cover letter fairly relevant to you and to the job and to the company, it presupposes a certain amount of research on the company, which I presume would be essential anyhow.
Oh, I can't emphasise it enough, to be honest with you. I mean, you're lucky in this position, we'll say, because we're talking about applying for a job that's advertised. But as I said, a lot of the graduates at the moment now, you know, yes, there are some jobs out there, but they might be sending these speculative letters. And we'll often hear this in Sleamore, where people will say, I'm sending out my CV to five companies a day. And, you know, we take a bit of a sigh or a bit of an intake of breath there, because we're kind of going, okay, if you're sending your CV out to, we'll say, five different companies every day, I'm fairly sure that you're not researching all five of those companies to the same degree and making your cover letter, your speculative cover letter, you know, kind of, you know, be attractive, I suppose, to those companies. Because, we'll say, for example, you know, in your local press or something, or in the national media, you might have read, I don't know, Google is expanding in the next 2 years. It's going to employ, 50 more staff, particularly in the marketing area, just for example. But they actually haven't advertised those jobs yet. But you feel, well, look, that's really a job that I would like to go for, or it's certainly an area or a company I'd love to work for. So there is, you know, and such a thing as sending out a speculative cover letter and sending a letter to them. I would suggest that you try and get a name, you know, rather than a vague sort of dear sir, madam on that, just because it is a speculative letter straight away. They haven't advertised for a specific job, but you feel that you're a good fit or potentially a good fit for them, and you might feel a need that they have, maybe not today, but in the future, in this case, maybe in the next year or so. So really, you're it's a bit more work, actually, than a direct cover letter for a specific job, because you have to say, well, why am I writing to this company? I've always admired your, you know, innovative approach to, I don't know, online social media and platforms or something.
Yeah.
But again, you do need to be saying to them specific reasons why you're looking for a job there and what you can offer or what you can bring to their company. And you're absolutely right, that won't be achieved, or certainly won't be achieved with any degree of potential success, if you don't research the company.
The other thing I suppose we should talk about at this stage is the letter itself, the covering letter. I know it's awful easy to say make it a one page, but if it had to go to a second page, would that be forgivable if you had a lot to say?
We try not. The reason being that you and I know it's so competitive out there, and people are used to, you know, we're also used to this kind of scanning culture. You know, we flick on, you know, through Facebook, and we flick on news feeds and all kind of stuff, that generally people aren't giving that much time. They like headlines. They like, you know, small, meaty or pithy paragraphs. So, you know, I would suggest that you keep it to the one page, because you'll have 2 pages of a CV as well, maximum, I'd say, on that, unless it's in a very specific case. But 2 pages of a CV. So with the 3 pages altogether, that should be more than enough to get you in the door, or at least get some kind of a follow-up on it.
Indeed, Sabina, we're going to leave it there. Thank you for that. Very practical advice, as always, from Slee Newer Careers. And no doubt that is information that somebody out there listening today will find useful.